thank the Lord for the love I have felt. I tell you, without love is a strong force. And when I was in the Sunday school class or the preaching class, I just thank the Lord I was here this morning. It just blessed me so. Because I think every Christian's heart is crying out, Lord, let me love. And I've been seeing the love of Christ. That's what's been in my heart for about him. Lord, I want to love like these apostles loved. I want to go and give people love. I want to love. And that's what I see in them. And this morning as we were studying and the brother brought out about, he said, I live. If you are up, you okay. That's my life. It was all the fasting, all the beatings, all the starving, all of them talking about me and whatever. If you are standing on your way to see Jesus, I feel good. Isn't that wonderful? What kind of love is that? I tell you. Hallelujah. If you want that kind of love, you ought to clap your hands, I tell you. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to be stumbling around today. But this is okay. But y'all wait. I won't be stumbling after this. But I just want to really thank the Lord for the love I have felt and shared. Sometimes I wonder how much you tell people. I wonder that. But I'm not at home. I'm with my daughter. And only God can heal this that has happened in my home. Only him. And I'm giving it all to him. You said, well, I knew it. You didn't know nothing. But I'm giving it to him, and that's it. It's a few of you all, and I'm asking you all to pray for me. But the Lord gave me a scripture. He said, what did I say? My mind is, you know, he said, rejoice when all men speak evil of you. See, all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, you're supposed to be rejoicing. You're supposed to be exceedingly glad. I found out sometime keeping the word like it say is kind of hard. But then I started rejoicing. I started being glad. God gave me a peace in my heart. And when I came in here Friday, I was really feeling good. I wasn't playing. I'm really feeling good. I do. I'm rested. I feel good. I got the best son-in-law in the world. And over there, too, I'd be the same. I tell you, praise. I better not mention nothing. He got it. If I mention I want cherries, he went and bought me the best cherries they bought. I know he paid about $15 for them. A great big old thing of cherries. I said, oh, Lord, I got to keep my mouth shut. And so I just want you all to pray for me. I want you to tell, I'm pastor all right. So you better be all right because I'm pastor fine. I think that we have to share some things with people we do. And since we're just a small family, I want you to know that God is going to work this thing out. You know, you don't have 60 years in something and it's just nothing, you know. But I just want to thank the Lord, and I thank the Lord for my son told me, I said, I don't want to be, you know how you feel. I've been by myself, and you know, if I'm being there and, you know, sufficient, whatever. And he said, Mama D, he calls me Mama D. He the one for, that's why I named my restaurant Mama D. He calls it Mama, he called me Mama D. He said, you're my mother, and I love you. Don't you ever feel, and it just blessed me so. He said, don't you ever feel that you're not welcome. You just as well, what else you want? He was running down there giving water, and I said, I ain't going to say nothing to this boy because he been running himself to death. But I just want to thank the Lord. It happened in a time, I can't tell you everything, but what happened is it happened in the time that the God let me know I love you. You're going to finish your work. You're going to the end with this thing. You're going to finish your work. But you know how sometimes when things happen, you wonder, did you do enough? Well, I didn't love enough. I didn't do this enough. You know, you sit out and you wonder. But you can't turn things back. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to thank the Lord for being who he is. And this morning, just help me. I'm going to pray. I'm going to do all the things that you're supposed to do in the protocol. But I want to pray for Mr. Albrecht. Is he still living? I want to pray for the people at Hobby Lobby. And I want to pray for Brittany. And I want to pray for everybody that's in the head that would take a stand. So let us stand and have prayer. God, I want to pray for Mr. Abrisi. People don't look at this when people take a stand. But I want to pray for the man who owns Hobby Lobby. They took him through the courts. I want to pray, and I'm not getting political, but I'm talking about I'm praying for these people. Brittany is in the school. I'm praying for them. I'm praying that the school, that you will have your way. I'm praying for every Lord person that's standing in that place where they can do something for you, that they will stand up with a backbone. I'm praying in Jesus' name, God. Hallelujah, because I feel the Holy Ghost moving in this hour. I feel this is his day. I feel this is the church's time. I feel that this is what you're saying to us, God. Jesus, so Lord, we pray. And help us to pray one for another. Help us to pray for people who trying to make a difference. I'm talking about making a difference for Jesus. And I just want to thank you for that, Father. Jesus, this morning, you know all about everything. But let my people know that I'm all right. I feel rested than I ever felt in a long time. Praise the Lord. And I just want to thank you. And I love him. And let us pray one for another. Do pray for my beloved. And he's still my beloved. Yes, he is. Pray for him that God would help him. I can't tell you everything now, but just pray for him. Okay. Pray for me too. Yeah, I ain't blaming nobody. You know, pray for me. And I just want to thank the Lord. I don't know what's going to happen after this, but I'm going to play it by ear every day. Hello. And I just want to thank Father, I thank you. I'm doing the best I can up here today, Holy Ghost. You really gonna have to help me. Amen. Hallelujah. I love your word. And I thank you for how you've been good to us. And I can see the church growing. I can see people striving. That means a lot to me to see people striving. Praise the Lord. So don't cry a tear for me. I'm gonna whoop you if you do. Because I am feeling good in my soul. The Bible say all things work together for the good. Sometimes you think you're working things out the best and you do what God tells you to do. You do what God tells you to do, it's going to work out in his favor. Sometimes you try to work it out. It just don't work when we try to work it out. And so when things work the way they did, if I tell you, you'd be flipping over. I tell you, God worked this thing out. And I know if he put everything in place for what has happened. Everything was in place. I'm telling you, children of God. And so I can't tell you now. See that you want to know that, but I can't tell you that. Praise the Lord. But God been good to me, and he's been good to you. You ought to love on somebody. Turn around, and you women, hug the women and the men, shake each other, whatever. Don't you men hug on nobody now. We ain't to that yet. You know, we just ain't there yet. But we getting there. Tell them how much you love them. You're going to pray for them. Pray for them. You know, pray one for another. Praise the Lord. Prayer works, Al. Prayer works. I know you do. I know. That's what's kept me. That's what have kept me. The love of God's people have kept me. Praise the Lord. Me and Dee Dee getting the song together. We going to sing the Davis folks going to sing. And then me and sister going to sing. We getting ready to tear this thing down. You never know. I found a scripture say, know your own selves, examine yourself. And that's what I've been in doing. I've been examining Celeste. I admonish you to examine where you don't be examining other folks. Examine yourself and know whether you're in the faith. I am examining myself today. And I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we have prayed for them. Pray for everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody done did what I said. I want you to turn to the fourth chapter of John, and I'm asking the Holy Ghost to give us the treasure in this fourth chapter. I'm going to read some a little bit. I want to thank the Lord how he's using our sister, too. He's really been using you, child. Sister Mary, the Lord has really been using you. Everything he done told you, he's bringing it to pass. Yes, everything in your life that you've been wanting to do, but he's seen how you've come away and started studying yourself. Amen, and asking God to give you something. And so that makes a difference. And boy, when it comes from God, it's something else. Amen. So the fourth chapter of John, I'm going to read a little bit. And if I can't, Ella read for me. But I just praise the Lord. So give him another clap. Just, he's so good. Nobody like you. Thank you for your love. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made, baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself didn't baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. I've read this so many times, but this I'm telling you. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour, it was about 12 o'clock in the day, hot. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which I'm a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. But whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I may thirst not, neither come here or hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go call your husband and come here or come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, but thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saith thou truly. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive or I recognize that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Be a little patient. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am him. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou of? Why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way unto the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that I did to, is this not the Christ, Father? In Jesus' name, I've read this scripture so many times. But Father, when I read it this time, it touched my soul. Because then you spoke to my heart and told me to go tell Revival Center that he needs to come by here. That means it's very necessary that I go that way. The Lord is coming to those that are seeking him. I say the Lord is coming to those that are seeking him. He needs, or he's necessary. I feel it very necessary that I stop by. And I said to him when I was up, he woke me up at 1 this morning, I said, God, I know how much you love us. If we can just realize what you do, that you love us, the discipline that we try to do, things we try to do, we can do them more readily and easily. But you know, in a thing, you know, like we see people, and we love people, and we know if they sin, they're going to hell. They commit fornication, they're going to go to hell. But God has given us love now. Open your heart. He's given us love to say, go call your husband. He didn't give her no long rhetoric. He knew the law more than anybody else. He was the word. He is the word. He said, go call your husband. He got down to where she was. Where she was. How can I get that pray? That's how we're going to get that pray. And I thought to myself, I said, God, evermore give me this. Because most of us time we got to go and we rally down. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about, don't get excited now. But I know that I remember praying for a girl. God tried to teach me this years ago. I was praying for this girl. Now, this is not even scripture. And I was praying for this girl. And she said, Sister Davis, the Lord told me to have you pray for me. And I started praying for her. And when I got through praying, I said, call a spade a spade. What scripture is that? Well, she said, I know exactly what you're saying. I know just what you're saying. God will give you words. Go call your husband. Now, where's that in the scripture? Come on now. Go call your husband and come here. He got down where she needed. You get people down where they need, then you can talk to them about deeper things. Get them down where they are. Some we praying for God to take us down, where we can get to where they are. But the Lord told me, he talking about me first. He said, people take try to do things on their own, my people. They carry the pot. He said, tell them to leave their pot at the well. Leave their pot there. You leave your pot there. And you go. Listen, when the people came upon this woman, the disciples, in my mind, I began to see these men come. What are you talking to her for? What, He said, you don't know the culture of that day. They didn't talk to the Samaritan. They would go all the way around, 7 miles around to get somewhere to keep them going to Samaria. They didn't, people something, ain't they? Praise the Lord. So, but Jesus loved, say loved, just like he loved us. He loved us. Praise the Lord. And you may talk to somebody that's, ragged and dirty and stinking and whatever, and they'll talk about you, but Jesus looked above, souls. Souls is his whole desire. It's souls. And when she heard him say, he who speaks to thee am he. I've seen that. That went in that woman's heart. The revelation that she was talking to the Messiah. Because she had just said, they said, when this Messiah comes, he going to tell us everything. And we're looking for the Messiah. We worship in this mountain and this and that and the other. And Jesus, when he explained to her, he said, that worship me must worship the Father in spirit and truth. You got to worship God in spirit and truth. You got to worship him in spirit and truth. Praise the Lord. And Sister Brown, what I know I said, this church got to be a Holy Ghost church. That's all people used to talk about was the Holy Ghost. Y'all remember that? That's all they talk. You go to church, that's all you're going to hear is about the Holy Ghost. And I said, Lord, you help me because we all done got off. Help me because it is the Holy Ghost. He is the person now that's helping us and blessing us and keeping us. And it's the Holy Ghost. And we should give him more, give him more attention. Praise the Lord. I'm starting here first. Praise the Lord. But when she heard him say that, it just boom, in her heart. Like brother was saying, people come, we all here today. We all got ears. We go to church all our lives. But what is the word going to do for you? What are you going to hear today? It's up to you, so it's amazing. It's amazing. It really is amazing. It's amazing. But when she heard it, I can see her turn around and something in that woman's heart changed. This is the Messiah I'm talking about. Look, this was a woman that had a great need. We would have saw her as a tramp. She's the most talked about woman in the town. She was. She's a hussy. And a few more names they could have called her. But Jesus saw her need. And I knew, I said, Lord, no matter where people are, and this is the generation that you got to learn this, because you ain't coming to no good folks. These people coming out the world done took drugs. They done everything. They done, you know, they down scummy, if you want to say that, you know. But God has got to give us love. Hallelujah. Out of our bodies got to flow this living water. And I saw myself, I said, Lord, give me this water. I know you did something for me. I know I'm saved. I know I want this water you talking about. So I won't be thirsty, because I'm still thirsty. I don't know about you. I'm still hungry. I don't know about you. But he said, if I eat, I will be filled. If you give me this water, I won't get thirsty again. Lord, what is this water that you're talking about? I want this water that you said. Fill my soul with this water. I won't be thirsty. I know y'all full of water. Y'all probably eat. This is why we eat so much. This is why you love God. And instead of you thinking, I'm going to go with the meat that, see, Jesus had meat, he said that you don't know of. We ain't got that yet. Come on. Because we could live on that meat. But we can't hardly live a day without eating. You know why? Because something in our heart is crying out to God. God, I want more of you. And we don't know how to express it except we go get a donut. This is honestly. My good. We think about now what we going to eat. But it's us now. We got to admit it, Lord, help me not to think of food all the time. We don't get up and say, what scripture are we going to read? We got to say, what are we going to eat? Girl, what you cooking for dinner today? First thing we ask this child. What you cooking for dinner? We all do it. Come on, ain't nobody calling. I'm not talking about nobody. We all do it. Turn around in this church. Girl, thank the Lord. Girl, what you cooking today? And I said, Lord, it's because we're hungry for you. It ain't all this food we want, but we don't know how to express it. We hungry for you. But I believe the more you eat, the more you want. So if you get you up, somebody say, I'm going to try to learn. Start learning your verses. So I'm going to learn my verse every day. Stick it on the wall or wherever. Learn, you know, the verse we get on the thing. On your phone. Start studying that every day. Listen, you got to know where you are. You got to know yourself. Start to eating a little a day. Start to eating a little. Make yourself eat it. You don't have to make yourself eat them donuts. You eat that. And then you'll find yourself changing and turning. Come on, let's sing. Let's pray. Let's read the word. Come on, Al, let's have a Bible study. Well, we don't do that. We gonna change though. Say, Lord, I'm changing this thing. Come on, say it again. Lord, I'm changing this thing. I'm changing. I'm coming out of here. Thank you, Jesus. My desire is what I want it to be to you. I'm not saying you can't eat. Now you gotta eat. You still gonna take me out today, right? Okay. Y'all know, but that's the key. See, there are keys, and like sister was giving us some keys. There's some keys in the kingdom. There's some keys. Woo, amen. But y'all know we talk about food more than we talk about anything. You know it's the truth, don't you? Yeah, but we talk about food more than we talk about anything. And the Lord quickened my heart. He said, "You looking for?" I said, "Yeah, I want the water. I want that water. Lord, I want the water where I won't be thirsty. You know, I'm thirsty trying to make you get something. Yeah, I'm thirsty. You know, trying to feed you and I'm hungry. Oh, I'm not full. But you're going to get so full. Don't you want to get so full? You want to get so full? That woman got so full. All she knew that he was the Christ. I mean, get out of here. She forgot about her pot. Listen, women had to have water. Come on from Brother Mark. You know about that now. They had the water to cook, you know, to do the essential things in their life. And they carried it on their head, for goodness sakes. And carried that water. But she left her pot. And the Lord said, leave your pot. Because, see, that's you, your stuff. Just leave all your stuff, put that up, and leave it there and let Jesus do something with it. He don't need that, though. He going to make you a new vessel. He going to make you a new vessel. Gold and silver. Put it up in his house. Hallelujah. But he wants us to leave our pot. I said, Lord, everybody carrying their pot. Because we don't think of nothing but things like that. And I thought, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. We need one another, sister. I need you and you need me. We got to help one another. We don't so want the devil to knock out none of us. We got to finish our work. Leslie, we got to finish our work. And we're going to pray for those that God is using. And you know, it's, come on now. We're going to pray for one another. Said we're going to pray for one another. We're going to hold them up in prayer. Y'all know what prayer with? Prayer is something else. I say prayer is something else. And so, whatever, talking about me. But however, I told the Lord, I say, you know, I'm not where I don't know none of the word. I know if I do anything in this word, it will come to pass. If I follow the key in this word, I say, even if I was a drunk, if I give, it's going to be given to me. Pressed down, shaken together, and run of old people going to give me. So I'm not putting my life down. Oh, I know. No, no. Until he give me this water. Until I get so full that I can't contain it. I want to get full. I'm just telling what I want. I want to be full. I want to get full, Jesus, so I can help somebody. So I got to sit down. Wonder what I'm going to say. I know what I'm going to say because I don't spend time with God. And when they come up, it's going to flow out just like a river. God want to fill you like a river. He want to, oh, and he didn't say out of your belly would flow a river. He said rivers. So, rivers of living water. He wants us to flow. Flow into the lives of these sinners. Flow. Flow. Not trickle like we've been doing. We trickles. But even a God trickle is better than nothing. Like the lady said, a crumb from him is hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you know, Peter didn't flow because here come his shadow. People getting up just getting in the man's shadow. Jesus in him, full of water, full of God. He want to do that for this generation. He's going to do this for generation. He gave me that for us. Why would he give it to me? I'm up there in that church. He gave this for our church. He's coming by here. He said, I have a necessity to go to Revival Center. He told me that this morning. He said, I got a necessity. Just like I needed to go by Samaria, I got a need to go by Westfield. To visit this church. He see your struggle. He know you love him. He know I love him. But when he got through with me, I was nothing. I said, Lord, I'm just dry as a bone. I'm just, this is what I told him. I said, oh, I'm just pitiful. Praise the Lord. But then I got said, well now. He said, now don't let them take you down too far now. Get on up here now. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you this, that you may seek me for what I'm telling you about. Hallelujah. So the woman went down, left a water pot. Say left a water pot. I think I wish I had a pot to give everybody where they could put it there and leave it. What you got in your pot? Only you know. Only you know what's in your pot. And you think about. Only you know what's in your pot. But it ain't worth taking back. Because she left it. I say she left it. Praise the Lord. God loves us. And he cares when we don't do what he asks us to do. You know, I heard Al say something. I said, You know, Al, I was telling Al, I said, I'm going to share this with you. And I told Bridget about it. I had told the Lord, I said, God, I'm going through with this part of my body. Whoever I see that needs some glasses, I'm going to buy them. This is what I told God. I said, whoever. Sitting up there. Boop. On come Brother Burness. He's a Jewish pastor. He was in Jerusalem. This is the truth. The same time I said this. As he said, these precious souls, they can't see. He said, they need glasses just to read the paper. I said, well, okay, I told you. I took $300 and sent it to him. Sure did. I say, and on the church, I say, buy him some glasses. Y'all stay with me now. So a few weeks later, I was sitting in somebody's car. They said, Mom, I want you to have this. Just fold it up. Open it. What you think it was? $300. Don't tell me about it. Let me say this. I followed a principle. I don't mean now. I know I'm saved now, but just say, you know, if I was just a drunk and followed that principle, it would have happened to them. Because God do what he say. So don't judge yourself by what the principles do. Because God gonna do what that Bible say he gonna do. Now that's what I learned. All right. And so I went to get this medicine for my eye. The lady says, 400. I said, what? Three little bottles for what? $452. I said, you got to be kidding me. Now, I'm going to just be me. Can I be me? I'm quit trying to be everybody. I had the $452, but I didn't want to spend it on that. So I told the Lord, I said, Lord, that's ridiculous. I said, I don't want to put no $452 on this medicine. I just don't want to do that. So the lady, she took the thing, and So I had went to something they had at this church over here, Hopewell. They have it every year, the picnic. And the young girl that we've been knowing for years, she said, where you been? I said, how you doing? I said, you're not working at Walmart. She said, no, I work at the medicine shop up here on 94. But down there, she said, come on down there. We're competitive. So we kind of thought about this. Said, well, let's go down there and see what their charges. So I came down, took what they gave me at the place and took it down there. I said, I got to have this medicine to go in my eye. She said, oh, she went up. That'd be $470-something, $472. I said, oh. She said, I'm just going to tell you. They told us up here it was $452. I said, she said, well, I'll match it. Then she said, you got it? I said, no. Let me call your doctor and investigate what we can do here. So she called the doctor. And the doctor told her something that I couldn't believe. So I'm thinking, I said, oh, Lord, you have blessed me in that. I can pay this. I say, but I don't want, you messed up my eyes now. You know, I say, if I want the right thing up in here now. You know, I want nobody messing with my eyes. You know that, you know. And so I called the doctor. And I said, she said, oh, you Miss Davis? Yeah, I gave it to her. I gave you something that, you know. She said, by the way, if you can't get that last one, come and we'll give it to you. So I went to get the medicine. It was $152. How much did I save? $300. Lord, you done doubled that thing. And I thank him. I praise him. He's a good God. And if he do that, he'll do whatever else you need. And not only that, he want to do it because you're righteous. He said, righteousness, peace, and joy. Not just doing, righteousness. In righteousness, you in holiness. You don't want to keep getting stuff and you're not holy and righteous. You don't want that. You want to get it in God's way. In Jesus. Peace in Jesus. Righteousness in Jesus. Have joy in Jesus. Through the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord. So I know God is who he say he is. Hallelujah. So you're going to pray. Y'all pray for us. Pray for us. Amen. And everything going to be all right. Let me see y'all to say everything going to be all right. My sister mad with me because I ain't told her nothing. My sister Tenty. Girl, you ain't tell me. Y'all, don't y'all let her do nothing to me. I just want to thank you all for loving me and praying for us. Praise the Lord. And leave your pot. Leave your pot today. Make your mind up. I'm going to do what the Lord tell me to do. Amen. We done said, see, words. Jesus get these things every day. Words. Lord, I love you. Lord. But he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So now if you're not keeping his commandments, forget that mess. He ain't nothing you saying. Because what you do is what you say. The things you do, be doers of this word. You got to be doing it now. You do. You do it. With God, as of what it do to your flesh, you're going to have to do some crying. Ain't that right? You're going to have to do some crying and say no to the flesh. Because it ain't going to lay down and say, okay, no. No, no. You ain't going to cry uncle with that. We used to wrestle and you get him down and you cry, cry uncle. If they ain't say uncle, but the flesh ain't that easy. The flesh ain't crying, uncle. The flesh going to keep on trying. I pray for you. You pray for me. I'm praying for the water. I'm praying for that water. That's what I'm praying for. And I said, Lord, however you have to give it to me, show me the way. I want that water. I want that water hallelujah, that'll run out in the streets of Winsfield, that'll run into people's homes, that'll run into my neighbor, run into people I see in the, run around up rivers of living water, not just a, oh my God. I can't say you ain't got a stream, but you need some rivers. Because what's out there, you're going to need some rivers. Because it ain't no plaything out there. It ain't no plaything. But you know what make your yoke easy? The rivers. They make your yoke easy. You dump them in there, the Holy Ghost. Dump them in there. Praise the Lord. Make your yoke easy. No matter what you run across, it'll become easy. It was easy for Peter and them to raise the dead because they had rivers in them. Rivers of water. Lord, help us today. Fill us until we cannot even, we have to stumble out the church. Visit this place, Lord, like you said. Visit Revival Center. Make it what you said, Lord. Let revival stem from this building, from these people. Hallelujah. Let them not give up until they get the Holy Ghost, until he comes and sweep over our souls, that they forget about what they went to church and what they did at the church. Let them forget about all that stuff. Just come to you and say, Lord, give me this river. Give me these waters that flows into the Winsfield, into where I live. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give it to me, Lord. I want this. Kids, you could, he said to our children too. The children, even those afar off, praise the Lord. Will you stand? God bless you. I ain't hold you all day, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, that woman didn't change too much. The women didn't want to have nothing to do with her. And she understood it. So she testified to the men. Because they all knew her. That's the kind of woman she was. But in her heart, she loved Jesus. He found, come and see a man. Come and see. He done told me everything. Now, all we heard was that he told go get a hug. She said, he told me everything I done. Is this not the prophet? Is this not the Christ? He knows all about all of us, children of God. It ain't nothing in your heart he don't know nothing about. Ain't you trying to hide nothing? He knows it. Well, if you get down there, he knows it. I want you to know that's what he spoke to my heart. He said, I must need go by Winsfield. That's what he told me. And stop. And no, he told me he's going to stop here. He's going to stop at Revival Center. He said, I'm going to make this what I named it. I'm going to do it. I'm believing it. I said, I'm believing it. And I told the kids this morning, I said, you know, get you 3 songs here and 2 songs there and go. And if the Lord give you 50, then sing it. But if he don't give you but 2, don't sing but 2. Just follow Jesus wherever he leads you. You follow Jesus, it's going to be okay. The Holy Spirit, if you follow him. I know it's hard up here because they be trying to, you know, get us to come into worship. Come into worship. Y'all come with us, so we going to worship the Lord. It goes, so we going to lift up Jesus. We coming to sing. We ain't going to sing. No, they can lead us, but we coming to get in there. If they singing something, we coming to sing. We coming to lift up Jesus. We come to lift him high as we can. We not coming here just to come. I could be at home. Praise the Lord. I was riding with Dee Dee, and I said, Lord, these kids come a long way. Look like it was 100 miles. And I said, good gracious. You know, yeah, it seemed like a long way because I ain't been doing it a long time. I used to go down to, but I ain't been doing this a long time. I said, ooh, bless their hearts. I said, bless my baby's heart. You know, I begin to pray for them. I say, bless them, Lord. When they get to church, just do it to them. You know, they come, it ain't right around the corner. I'll come but 5 miles. But look like they come 100 miles. It's a long ways to me. It was long. And then my baby got to stop and pick up a few people. So they come together, they pool. And I said, good Lord. I said, I didn't know she lived that far from her. She gonna never keep turning corners, you know. She Dee Dee was willing that thing, but she be in there. So I just want to thank you, love you. I want y'all to know I'm having a very restful time. I am resting. I'm feeling better in my body. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. God knows what you need. And he'll fix it where you can get it too. And I just want to thank him. God bless you. Listen, turn around and tell somebody, I'm so glad for that word.